Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Revelation chapter 3, we were taught that God's love is always there for us. But when we sin, we break our fellowship with Him. We must repent to restore that fellowship. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This church needs to change its mind concerning itself and its relationship with the Lord. And by the way, this shows that perhaps one of the neglected duties of our days as a local church is our need to repent. Entire churches need to repent. You know, one of the best things that could happen is for a pastor to stand up and tell his people that corrupted worship is evil, it's abominable, it's as bad as the lady that stands on the side of the street and sells her body, and says, and tell them, you know, with this contemporary worship, that's what we've been doing. Using these wrong versions of the Bible, that's what we've been doing. Having an anything goes, we have liberty so that we social drink, we go to the movies and so forth, that's what we've been doing. By seeing our brethren and having need and doing nothing about it, by seeing that we gossip and we run down people and situations, and instead of being there to be what we ought to be, we need to repent. Our church is wrong. And will you join me down here at the altar? Now, I think if we'd see more of that, we'd see more revival. So he says, as many as I love. The word love here is interesting because so often we see the word love and we think of the Greek word agape, and much of you know, or many of you know, that that word has the idea of God's love, the love with which only God can love. And the only way we're capable of agape love is by God loving through us. It's the highest form of love. And yet the word agape is not used here. Instead, it's the word filio, which speaks of friendship love. Let's illustrate it this way. A man plants a small seedling in his front yard. He and his neighbor have been friends for years. They've done things together. They've enjoyed times together. But the neighbor runs over the seedling, destroying it. The man that planted it gets very upset, and he tells the neighbor off. Well, then there's no fellowship. But one day, the man whose seedling was destroyed walks out to his yard, and he sees a new and better one in his yard. And he looks down, and there's a note beside it. And so he picks up the note, and it says, "I'm sorry for driving over your seedling. Will you forgive me and speak to me again? I miss your friendship." And therefore, the fellowship is restored. Now, as one looks back over Revelation 3, and especially verses 15 through 18, these are things that tell us that we have broken fellowship with God. And the friendship that we have with Him is broken. There is that agape love that will always be there. But then there's the crime against the filial love, the friendship love, and the fellowship is broken. My friend, it's up to us that we get that friendship part back into His undying love for us. He is our best friend. There are things that break fellowship with Him in that friendship. Not just these things that we've read here in Revelation 3. And it's those very things of which we must repent. God has never been, nor ever will be, wrong. His loving friendship is always perfect. So, my friend, why not just get things restored with him and enjoy the fellowship of his love? Enjoy the friendship of God. Now, there is never a doubt of his love. As Ephesus, it is often we that have left the first love, and we need to repent, and we need to return. He rebukes and he chastens those who don't, because the fellowship of love is broken by our sin. And God misses us. And he brings on chastening that we might once again be in fellowship. I can remember sometimes having a child at home when we were raising our children and be out of line and doing that which is wrong and just have to sit down and give them a spanking. And then afterwards, to see the fellowship restored and to see the uniting of the Spirit, it made it so much better. Now, rebuke. As many as I love, I rebuke. Oh, my friend, you don't want the rebuke of God upon you. Rebuke is defined as to rebuke with conviction upon the offender. The Holy Spirit points the finger at your heart and he tells you, this is wrong. So chastening is defined as to correct by chastening, to influence the conscious will and action by divine intervention, to conform one to the truth of God. Again, as a parent, you verbally, in a very stern voice, say, stop hitting your little brother. And if they don't, then you proceed to the next thing of scourging, and you spank your child because they did not heed the chastening, the stern warning of your lips. My friend, that's what will happen in the life of the Christian if the Holy Spirit's conviction in our heart is not heeded. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. His desire is fellowship. It's not chastening. No, his desire is fellowship. Too often he has to chasten. He has to scourge in order to get it back to that point of fellowship. The word zealous here literally means to be heated, to boil over. And there is a sense of urgency to get on fire for Christ, repenting of your lack of hot evangelism and the cool, refreshing edification of fellow saints. Has it ever occurred to you that these are main topics at the judgment seat of Christ, in that these two things of witnessing to the lost and then edifying fellow saints are two of the five crowns listed in the Bible? And if they make up 40% of that for which one receives a crown, then should we not be witnesses and edifiers? In context, God is calling worldly, compromising, taking the neutral position Christians to repentance, even in these last days. Now, after the warning here, verse 19, that takes us to verse 20, and the will, or the desire of God. There we read, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Is that a beautiful invitation? Is that a beautiful call? God, in the person of Jesus Christ, wants to sup with his children. The door here is the door of your heart. It does not have a handle on the outside. This door can only be opened from the inside. And so Christ is saying, can you hear me? Please open the door. It's interesting that this verse is often used here in Revelation 3:20 to call sinners to salvation. And I believe that that is a good secondary application. However, that's not the primary application. This is in reality addressing the local church. And how ironic that Jesus Christ is standing outside knocking on the door of the very organism that he ordained and established. And now he's seeking admission. Christ wants to enter the church and he wants to work through it. So many churches have turned to Wall Street marketing or to CCM and other schemes simply because she locked Christ out a long time ago in the area of standards and holiness. They don't have the friendship of God. Because Jesus said, "You're my friends if you do whatsoever I've commanded you." There's a price to pay. The Bible says that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And that's true. Matthew 5:10-12, Jesus warned of it and said that to rejoice when all men speak evil of you falsely for his name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, but the implication is that's going to happen. John 15:18-21, he says, they spoke evil of me, they'll speak evil of you. If you're going to follow me, you're going to walk in my path, it's going to happen to you as well. So the scriptures are pointing that out to us. And what happens is that people try to live for the Lord, try to be a witness, try to take a stand, and they get rejected, they get persecuted, they get lied about and said things about them by their own family. Even within the home, it seems to cause division. Jesus said that he would be a divider in the home. The father against the son, the mother against the daughter, the mother against the daughter-in-law. And we find that Jesus Christ is a divider even in the home. And so people are trying to find a way to build a church and to live the so-called Christian life to ease their conscience, to try to do it another way besides the Bible way, besides God's way. So anything that might, what they call, offend others, they cut out. They take a neutral position on standards. They take a neutral position on faithfulness. They take a neutral position on salvation. As a matter of fact, they take a wrong position on salvation. They go to an easy believism, or they swing to the other side, and they end up getting saved about 5 or 6 times because, oh, I messed up my life. And they have what we call a lordship salvation. And then there's the work salvation. So many ways that they're going in the wrong direction. And my friend, you see that over and over and over again. And churches are trying to find another way so as not to bring the suffering on. And then pastors are not willing to pay the price, you might say.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.